Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dear viewers, this session is basically a continuation of the previous session. If you recall, we have been discussing the points of critique on the text of the collection of the Quran narrative as recorded in Bukhari and attributed to the Caliph Usman radiyallahu anhu. So we have already discussed 6 points of criticism. We were in the process of discussing the 7th point, which was raised in the last session of the last episode. And we are now continuing with that 7th point. If you recall, the 7th point was that we were discussing the contradictions between various alternative accounts of collection in the times of the Caliph Usman. There is the standard narrative, which we have already discussed. And in the previous narrative session, I had read out some alternative accounts of collection. And since time was the basic issue in the earlier session, and I had left some of the remaining text to the next session, so I'm now reading out those remaining alternative accounts, and then in the end, we shall recap and then see how they contradict one another and also how they contradict the standard narrative. And now we had discussed 8 different people who had reported alternative accounts of collection. Today we are now going to discuss the remaining people in this regard who have reported alternative accounts. And the 9th person, the 8 persons have already been discussed, 8 narrators, and today we shall take up the 9th person, and he is Zayd ibn Sabit. Now, Zayd ibn Sabit has reported the accounts of collection. He has reported 3 variants or 3 versions. I am not going to read out the first 2 variants before you because they have already been discussed in the topic that was prior to this topic, and that is the collection of the Quran under the Caliph Abu Bakr. If you remember, in the alternative accounts, we had also discussed the accounts reported in Kitab al-Mabani and the Tariq of Tafsir al-Tabri, both of them on the authority of Zayd ibn Sabit, and both being diametrically opposite to one another, and both actually delineate the collection of the Quran starting from the life of the Prophet and ending in the times of the Caliph Usman. And if you recall, both of them were totally opposite to one another. Both were long narratives. I had read out their text and then the translation before you, so you can just have a recourse to that earlier talks and just to freshen up yourself and revive what had been said in those talks. You can just look them up. So I'm not going to read them out again, but they form the first 2 variants. I'll take up the 3rd variant of Zayd ibn Sabit from here. And this has been reported by Umar ibn Shabba in his Tariq al-Madina. Also, I'd like to point this out, that this is, as I said, this is the 3rd version of Zayd ibn Sabit. The first 2 versions are the ones which have been read and translated in the 3rd topic, which concerned the collection of the Quran under the Caliph Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه. So this text of the narrative goes like this. عن زيد بن ثابت أن حذيفة بن الجمان رضي الله عنه قادم من غزوة غزاها بفرج أرمينيا فحذرها أهل العراق وأهل الشام فإذا أهل العراق يقرؤون بقراءة عبد الله بن مسعود ويأتون بما لم يسمع أهل الشام ويقرأ أهل الشام بقراءة أبي بن قاب ويأتون بما لم يسمع أهل العراق فيكفرهم أهل العراق قال فأمرني عثمان رضي الله عنه أن أكتب له مصحفا فكتبته فلما فرغت منه عرضه. So Zayd ibn Sabit reports that Huzaifa returned from a battle that he had fought at the front of Armenia. The people of Iraq and Syria were present there. So the people of Iraq who read the Quran on the recital of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه and would read what the people of Syria had never heard. And the people of Syria who read the Quran on the reading of Ubay ibn Ka'b and would read what the people of Iraq had never heard. So the 2 different armies meeting each other and hearing what the Quran, and then finding out that both are having differences in this Quran. So the narrative goes on. The people of Iraq started to call the people of Syria as disbelievers. At this, Usman asked me, as they had said, he asked him to write a mushaf for him. So I wrote it. When I completed it, it was presented to him. So the completed mushaf was presented to him. Now we come to the 10th person in this regard who has recorded an alternative account of collection, and he is Bukayr ibn Abdullah. And this has been recorded in Ibn Abi Dawud's Kitab al-Masahif. And the words are, أن بكير حدثه أن ناسا كانوا بالعراق يسأل أحدهم عن الآية فإذا قرأها قال فَإِنِّي أَكْفُرُ بِهَذِهِ فَفَشَى ذَلِكَ فِي النَّاسِ وَاخْتَلُوا فِي الْقُرْآنِ فَكَلَّمَ عُثْمَانُ بْنُ عَفَّانَ فِي ذَلِكَ فَأَمَرَ بِجَمْعِ الْمَصَاحِفِ وَأَحْرَقَهَا ثُمَّ بَسَّهَا فِي الْأَجْنَادِ يعني الَّتِي كُتِبَ. So Bukhari narrated, there were some people in Iraq. One of them asked someone about a verse. He read it in response. The person who had asked said, "I reject what you read. Such instances spread among the people, and they differed in the Quran. Uthman was told about it, and he ordered to collect the masahif and had them burnt, and then he had what was written distributed in various cities." Now we come to the 11th person, and he is Musa ibn Jubair, and his narrative has been recorded by Abu Shamma in his Murshid al-Wajiz. So this narrative reads thus. Musa ibn Jubair, Uthman ibn Affan, Da'a Ubayy ibn Ka'b, Zayd ibn Thabit, Sayyid ibn al-As, فَقَالَ لِأُبَيْهِ إِنَّكَ كُنْتَ أَعْلَمَ بِالنَّاسِ بِمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم كُنْتَ تُقْرِئُ فِي زَمَانِهِ وَكَانَ عُمْرُ بْنُ الْخَطَّابِ يَأْمُرُ النَّاسِ بِكَ فَأَمْلِ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ الْقُرْآنِ فِي الْمَصَاحِفِ فَإِنِّي أَرَى النَّاسَ قَدْ اخْتَلَفُوا قَالَ فَكَانَ أُبَيْ يُمْلِي عَلَيْهِمُ الْقُرْآنَ وَزَيْدُ بْنُ ثَابِتٍ وَسَعِيدُ بْنُ الْعَاصِ يَنْسَخَانِ. So Musa ibn Jubair reports that Uthman ibn Affan called up Ubay ibn Ka'b, Zayd ibn Thabit, and Sa'id ibn al-As. And he said to Ubay, "You are the most learned of people about what was revealed to the Prophet, and you used to teach the Quran in his times. And Umar also would direct people to learn it from you. So dictate the Quran to them so that they write in the Masahif, for I see people have differed in it." So Ubay would recite the Quran to them, and Zayd and Sa'id would write it. So in this case, we find that Zayd and Sa'id are the persons who are the scribes who wrote the Quran, while Ubay ibn Ka'b dictated it to them. Now we come to the 12th person in this regard, and he is Atar ibn Abi Rabah, and this narrative has been reported in Al-Muttaqi's Kanzul Ummal. وَرَوَى عَطَى أَنَّ عُثْمَانَ ابْنَ عَفَّانَ لما نسخ القرآن في المصاحف أرسل إلى أبي بن كعب فكان يملي على زيد بن ثابت وزيد يكتب ومعه سيد بن العاص يعربه فهذا المصحف على قراءة أبي وزيد. So this has been recorded by Al-Muttaqi in his Kanz al-Ummal. Atar related, when Uthman decided to copy the Quran into the Masahif, he sent for Ubay ibn Ka'b. Ubay used to dictate to Zayd, who used to write. And with him was Sa'id ibn al-As, who used to correct the text. The codex was according to the reading of Ubay and Zayd ibn Thabit. Next, we come to the 13th person who has reported another account, and he is Mujahid ibn Jabr. And again, this has also been reported by Al-Muttaqi in his Kanzul Ummal. So it reads, وَرَوَى مُجَاهِدَ النَّ عُثْمَانَ عَمَرَ أُبَيْ بْنِ كَعْبٍ يُمْلِي وَيَكْتُبْ زَيْدُ بْنُ ثَابِتٍ وَيُعْرِبُهُ سَيِّدُ بْنُ الْعَاسِ وَعَبْدُ الرَّحْمَنِ بْنُ الْحَارِسِ وَعَبْدُ الرَّحْمَنِ الْحَارِسِ. Mujahid reported, Uthman ordered Ubay ibn Ka'b to dictate, Zayd ibn Thabit to write, and Sa'id ibn al-As and Abdul Rahman ibn al-Haris to correct. So this now has another addition, and the name in this regard is Abdul Rahman al-Haris. Actually, he's Abdul Rahman ibn al-Haris. Now we come to the 14th person in this regard, and he is Savvar ibn Shubayb. This has been recorded by Umar ibn Shabba in his Akhbar al-Madina, and the narrative reads, عن سوار بن شبيب قال دخلت على ابن زبير رضي الله عنه في نفر فسألته عن عثمان لما شقق المصاحف ولما حمي الهما فقالوا كوموا فإنكم حرورية قلنا لا والله ما نحن حرورية قال قام إلى أمير المؤمنين عمر رضي الله عنه رجل فيه كذب ولعن فقال يا أمير المؤمنين إن الناس قد اختلفوا في القراءة فكان عمر رضي الله عنه قد حمى أن يجمع المصاحف فيجعلها على قراءة واحدة فطعن فطعنته التي فطعن طعنته التي مات فيه. فَلَمَّا كَانَ فِي خِلَافَةِ عُثْمَانَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَامَ ذَلِكَ الرَّجُلُ فَذَكَرَ لَهُ فَجَمَعَ عُثْمَانَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ الْمَصَاحِفَ ثُمَّ بَعَثَنِي إِلَى عَائِشَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا فَجِئْتُ بِالصُّحُفِ الَّتِي كُتِبَ فِيهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَعَرَضْنَاهُ عَلَيْهَا حَتَّى قَوَّمْنَاهَا ثُمَّ أَمَرَ بِسَائِرِهَا فَشُقِّقَتْ. So Savar ibn Shubayb says, I entered upon Abdullah ibn Zubair with the group. I asked him, why did Uthman destroy the Masahif and why did he take the lands into government custody? He said, get up because you are Kharijites. We replied, by God, we are not Kharijites. He then said, a man who is a great liar and would lure people to believe him came to Umar, the Caliph of the Believers, and said, O ruler of the Muslims, people have differed in their reading of the Quran. Umar then resolved to collect all the Masahif and write them on one reading. But he was stabbed, which proved fatal. In the time of the rule of Uthman, the same person approached him and reminded him of it. He then collected all the Masahif and sent me to Aisha, and I came back with the Suhuf on which the Prophet had written the Quran. He then compared the collected Masahif and these suhuf and rectified all mistakes, after which he ordered that all other copies of the Quran be destroyed. Next we come to the 15th person in this regard, and he is Aslam Mawla Umar radiallahu anhu, Umar ibn al-Khattab, and this has been recorded by Abu Shamma in his Murshid al-Wajiz. وعن أسلم مولى عمر قال اختلف الناس في القرآن فجعل الرجل يلقي الرجل في مغزاته فيقول معي من القرآن ما ليس معك أقرأني أبي بن كعب كذا وكذا ويقول هذا أقرأني عبيد عبد الله بن مسعود كذا وكذا فلما رأى ذلك عثمان شاور فيه أهل القرآن من أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فرأوا أن يجمعوه في مصحف واحد ثم يفرق في البلاد مصحفاً مصحفاً ثم تحرق سائر الصحف فدعا عثمان رضي الله عنه أربعة نفر ثلاثة من قريش ورجل من الأنصار عبد الله بن زبير وعبد الرحمن بن الحارث بن الحشام وسعيد بن العاص وزيد بن ثابت فقال انسخوه فنسخوا على هذا التاليف وقال ما اختلفتم فيه أنتم وزيد فاكتبوه على ما تقولون أنتم فإن القرآن أنزل على لسان قريش فنسخوا القرآن في مصحف واحد حتى فرغوا منه ثم نسخ من ذلك المصحف مصاحف فبعث إلى كل بلد مصحفا وأمرهم بالاجتماع على هذا المصحف. أسلم مولى عمر said, people differed with each other regarding the Quran. A person would meet in a battlefront and say, I have a portion of the Quran you do not have. Ubay taught me this and this. Another person would say, Ibn Masud taught me this and this. When Uthman saw all this, he sought advice from the reciters of the Quran from among the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They came to the conclusion that they should collect the Quran in one mushaf and then its copies be spread in the cities and all the suhuf be burnt. He called four people, three from the Quraysh and one from the Ansar. And the three from the Quraysh were Abdullah ibn Zubair, Abdul Rahman ibn Haris, ibn Hisham, and Sa'id ibn al-As, and Zayd ibn Sabit was the person from the Ansar. He then said, write it down. So they wrote it in this present arrangement. He further said, in whatever you differ with Zayd, write in accordance with your opinion, because the Quran has been revealed in the dialect of the Quraysh. So they wrote the Quran in one mushaf until they completed their task. Then some masahif were copied from this mushaf. He then sent a mushaf to each city and directed them to adhere to this mushaf. So next we come to the 16th and final person who has recorded an alternative account of collection. And he is Abu Muhammad al-Qurashi. And this narrative has been reported in Umar ibn Shabba's Tariq al-Madina. The narrative reads, An Abi Muhammad al-Qurashi, Anna Uthman ibn Affan, Raziallahu anhu, Kataba ila al-Amsar. Amma ba'd, فَإِنَّ نَفْرًا مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْأَمْصَارِ اِجْتَمَعُوا إِنْدِي فَتَدَارَسُوا الْقُرْآنِ فَاخْتَلَفُوا اِخْتِلَافًا شَدِيدًا فَقَالَ بَعْضُهُمْ قَرَأْتُ عَلَىٰ أَبِي دَرْدَى وَقَالَ بَعْضُهُمْ قَرَأْتُ عَلَىٰ حَرْفِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بْنِ مَسْعُودٍ وَقَالَ بَعْضُهُمْ قَرَأْتُ عَلَىٰ حَرْفِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بْنِ قَيْسٍ فَلَمَّا سَمِعْتُ اِخْتِلَافَهُمْ فِي الْقُرْآنِ وَالْأَحَدُ بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ حَدِيثٌ وَرَأَيْتُ أَمْرًا مُنْكَرًا فَأَشْفَقْتُ عَلَىٰ هَٰذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ مِنْ اِخْتِلَافِهِمْ فِي الْقُرْآنِ وخشيت أن يختلفوا في دينهم بعد ذهاب من بقي من أصحاب رسول الله الذين قرأوا القرآن على عهده وسمعوه من فيه كما اختلفت النصارى في الإنجيل بعد ذهاب عيسى بن مريم وأحببت أن تدارك من ذلك فأرسلت إلى عائشة أم المؤمنين رضي الله عنها أن ترسل إلي بالأدم الذي فيه القرآن الذي كتب عن فم رسول الله حين أوحاه الله إلى جبريل وأوحاه جبريل إلى محمد وأنزله إليه وإذا القرآن غز فأمرت زيد بن ثابت أن يقوم على ذلك ولم أفرغ لذلك من أجل أمور الناس والقضاء بين الناس وكان زيد بن ثابت أحفظ للقرآن ثم دعوت نفرا من كتاب أهل المدينة ودوي أكولهم منهم نافع بن طريف وعبد الله بن وليد الخزاعي وعبد الرحمن بن أبي لبابة فأمرتهم أن ينسخوا من ذلك الأدم أربع مصاحف وأن يتحفظوا. Now a translation of this narrative reads that Abu Muhammad al-Qurashi, actually Haban ibn Yahya narrates from Abu Muhammad al-Qurashi that Usman ibn Affan wrote a letter to his territories which said, A group of people from various territories gathered before me and read the Quran before one another and differed greatly in this reading. One of them said, I have read the Quran from Abu Darda. And another said, I have read the Quran from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. And another one said, I have read the Quran from Abdullah ibn Qais. When I heard their differences in reading the Quran, whereas not much time had elapsed since the Prophet's death, and I regarded this to be a displeasing matter, I became anxious for this ummah on account of their difference in the Quran and feared that they would differ in their religion once the remaining companions of the Prophet would also pass away, companions who had read the Quran in his times and heard it from his mouth. This difference would be much the same as the one which arose between the Christians regarding the gospel after Jesus had passed away. And I wanted to make a remedy for this. So I sent a message to Aisha, mother of the believers, to send me the Quran on parchments, which had been written from the mouth of the Prophet when the Almighty inspired it to Gabriel, and Gabriel had inspired it to Muhammad and had revealed it to him, and when the Quran was still fresh. So I directed Zayd ibn Sabit to undertake this task, and I was not available for this task because of involvement in the affairs of people and in settling issues between them. And Zayd was the best of memorizers of the Quran. Then I called some scribes of Medina and their learned men. Among them were Nafi ibn Tarif and Abdullah ibn Walid al-Khuzai and Abdurrahman ibn Abi Lababa, and directed them to copy four masahif from the leather pieces on which it was written and to memorize it. So, viewers, now this reading is complete vis-a-vis the various alternative accounts of collection in the times of the Caliph Usman. And I have taken your time and taken the liberty to read out all these accounts and their translations so that you can have a complete picture of these alternative accounts of collection. And as you can see, that there are 16 people who have reported these different versions. And among them, one of them is Mus'ab ibn Sa'ad, who has actually reported two versions. And we have also seen that Zayd ibn Thabit has reported three versions. So we can see that these alternative accounts go in excess of 16, because some of the people have reported more than a single account. So now we come to an analysis of these 16 or 16 plus variants regarding an alternative collection of the Quran. Now, in this regard, a very simple reading of all these narratives show that each of them portrays a new collection, a fresh collection was undertaken by Usman in contrast with the standard narrative. Now, you can see that in the standard narrative, it was actually Usman who had sent forth for the Mus'haf of Abu Bakr, who at that time resided with Hafsa, and copies were made of that Mus'haf. This is what the standard narrative depicts. However, in these accounts, which I've just read out to you, there is no mention of any copying out from that, except, as I'm going to just let you know of the exception, one exception. But all of them depict an entirely new collection, a fresh collection of the Quran. And we can see that this is a totally new story and totally new version if these variant accounts are compared with the standard account. Now, in this regard, we can say that the account of Aslam, Mawla Umar, if we supply some missing details, like the fact that the Quran was copied from Hafsa's Mus'haf, then the narrative of Aslam, Mawla Umar, can also be viewed as a variant of the primary narrative. So we can discard that by saying that it is actually a variant of the primary narrative. And there is one exception, which is the narrative number 16, which I read out the last, which is from Abu Muhammad al-Qurashi, which is an exception to all the others, because it says that copies were made of the collection which was made in the time of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and which at the time of Usman resided with Aisha. So these two are the stark exceptions to what I have just said. But as I said, the account of Aslam Mawla Umar can be regarded as a variant of the primary narrative. And the 16th variant, which is recorded by Abu Muhammad al-Qurashi, it is an exception because it does not depict a fresh collection or a new collection. It says that it actually was a copy of the Mus'haf of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which resided at that time with Aisha, not with Hafsa. So this is an absolutely new picture in this regard. It not only differs with the alternative accounts, because they say that it was a fresh collection, but also with the standard account, because the standard account says that the copies were made from Hafsa's Mus'haf, not with the one which resided with Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So with these things in background, let us now proceed further and make this analysis. Now, if we analyze all these narratives, we show that these new collection narratives, which I've read out, they fall in four basic categories, and these categories also are contradictory to one another, but let me enumerate these four categories. Now, the first category is that a new collection was made by using in some manner the collection made by Abu Bakr, which at that time resided with Hafsa. It did use some part of it, and this is evident from the narratives of Muhammad ibn Sirin and Kasir ibn Afla, which was actually discussed at number 3 and number 4. Now, the second category, a new collection was made and checked against the collection made by Abu Bakr. So that new collection was made, but it was checked against the collection made by Abu Bakr, which at that time resided with Hafsa. Now, this is evident from the first variant of the narrative of Zayd ibn Sabit, radiallahu anhu, and explicit, this can be said was explicitly. And the second variant by Zayd ibn Sabit, which is actually implicit. So this is the second category. Now, a third category is that a new collection was made and checked against the Mus'haf of Muhammad, which at that time resided with Aisha. And this, as I have just pointed out, is the one which has been recorded in the 16th person, which is Safwar ibn Shubayb. He's the 14th person, Safwar ibn Shubayb, which says that the Mus'haf of Muhammad, which at that time resided with Aisha, was checked against this collection. And now, there's a fourth category as well. And this says that an entirely new collection was made, and there is no mention of using Abu Bakr's collection for this purpose. So we find that absolutely no use of the collection which was made in the times of the Caliph Abu Bakr. And now this is evident from the narratives of Ali رضي الله عنه, the first narrative, which is quoted at number 1. Then we find both narratives of Mus'ab ibn Sa'd in this regard to depict a new collection, then which is obviously totally different, and they have been reported, as I read out at point number 2. Then Abu Qilabah, Yahya ibn Abdul Rahman, Bukhair ibn Abdullah, Zayd ibn Sabit, Musa ibn Jubair, Ata ibn Abi Rabah, Mujahid ibn Jabr, and Aslam Mawla Umar. All of them seem to tell us that an entirely new collection was made. Aslam Mawla Umar, obviously, as I said, is a candidate for both. We can either regard it to be a variant of the primary narrative, or we can also bracket it to be a narrative which depicts an entirely new collection. So if this is the situation, we can easily see that all these four categories, they are contradictory to one another. Now we can see that all these four categories, they are contradictory to one another. All of these four categories, I have just enumerated them, and all of them present a different form of nucleation. I have said that the first one is the one in which we find that either some use was made of Abu Bakr's collection, not in just copying them out, but in making an entirely new collection. Similarly, in the others also, we can see that some material was used, but an entirely new collection was made. So all these versions are contradictory to one another. But in specific terms, category number 2 and 4, we find that within these two versions, 2 and 4, there exist contradictions between the narrative which we find in these two categories. The second category, obviously, was the one in which a new collection was made and checked against the collection made by Abu Bakr, which at that time resided with Hafsa. So a new collection was made, and it was only checked against collection, which was Abu Bakr's collection. And this, we said, was version number 2. Now, let's see what are the differences or the contradictions in this regard. Now, the first and second narratives of Zayd ibn Thabit are diametrically opposite to one another as far as the sequence of events they describe is concerned. Moreover, they also contradict the standard version of the collection of the Quran by Abu Bakr and by Usman, respectively, as recorded in the Al-Jami al-Sahih of Imam Bukhari. Variant 1, quoted in At-Tabri, and variant 2, quoted in the Muqaddimah of Kitab al-Mabani, have the same chain of narration as far as the first four persons are concerned. It is after Umar ibn Ghaziya that these chains diverge. However, both contradict one another completely. So I'm not going to into details of this because already in the topic number 3, in which we had discussed the collection of the Quran under the Caliph Abu Bakr, we had seen how these two versions were totally opposite to one another. Both have been reported by Zayd ibn Thabit. Both are totally opposite to one another. One of them is reported by Tabari in his Tafsir, and the other one is recorded by in the Kitab al-Mabani. Both of them are totally opposite to one another, and we've also seen how their chain of narration compared or it fared in the previous sessions in which we were discussing topic number 3. So I'm just going to point that out, and you can have recourse to that talk once again to find out the exact nature of contradictions. We come now to version number 4, and as you can see, version number 4 was the one in which an entirely new collection is alleged to have taken place. And I'm now going to present before you the differences in this fourth category, the differences amongst the variants which are found. So the narratives of Musab ibn Sa'd show that the collection made by Usman was made on the basis of a person testifying under oath that what he had brought forward as the Quran was heard by him from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the other hand, the narrative of Yahya ibn Abdul Rahman says that this collection was made on the evidence of two witnesses. So this is again a contradiction. Moreover, the narratives of Musa ibn Jubair, Ata ibn Abi Rabah, and Mujahid ibn Jabr say that the collection was made to the dictation of Ubay. In contrast to the standard version, as per which it was Huzaifa who, after visiting the Syrian and Iraqi armies on the war fronts of Armenia and Azerbaijan, brought the existence of differences in reading the Quran to the notice of Usman, the narrative of Abu Kilaba says that the differences in reading took place right in Medina. So this says that these differences were in Medina, not in the war fronts of Armenia and Azerbaijan, and were reported to Usman. The differences were in Medina and they were reported to Usman. These differences had arisen between the teachers of the Quran. On the other hand, the second variant of Musab ibn Sa'd explicitly states that Usman directly heard the difference of people reciting in accordance with the reading of Ubay ibn Mas'ud and Mu'az. It may also be noted that the narrative of Abu Muhammad al-Qurashi says that the differences came to the notice of Usman when he directly heard people differ in reciting the Quran before him. Now, in this regard, a third point of difference that needs to be noted is that one of the variants of Musab ibn Sa'd, which is the first one, mentions that in the sermon delivered by Usman, he said that 13 years had passed since the Prophet had died. And in the other, he said a different thing, and he says that 15 years had died since the Prophet's 15 years had passed since the Prophet's demise. So this is a discrepancy. And now the fourth point of criticism or contradiction in this fourth category is that both variants of Musnad ibn Sa'd mention that while in the collection made, Zayd dictated, Sa'id wrote the Quran. On the other hand, the narratives of Musa ibn Jubair, Ata ibn Abi Rabah, and Mujahid ibn Jabr say that Ubay dictated and Zayd wrote down the Quran. In addition, while the narrative of Musa ibn Jubair says that Sa'id was also among the scribes, the narratives of Ata ibn Abi Rabah and Mujahid ibn Jabr say that Sa'id was actually responsible for correcting the mistake. So we find these variations, although they might be fine, but still they are variations and they are contradictions within the narratives. Next, we come to the fifth point of contradiction. Now, the Standard Version mentions a committee of four who were deputed for this task. And the four people were Abdullah ibn Zubair, Zayd ibn Sabit, Sayyid ibn al-As, and Abdurrahman ibn Haris. So these were the four people. Now, both variants of Musnad ibn Sa'd say that the committee consisted of two people. So on the contrary, two people are reported by Musnad ibn Sa'd as the committee, and they are Zayd ibn Sabit and Sayyid ibn al-As. Now, on the other hand, the narratives of Qasim ibn Afla and Muhammad ibn Sirin say that the committee consisted of 12 people. Now, we have a further count of coming up, and these are 12 people, and they do not name them. They only mentioned that Zayd ibn Sabit, Ubay ibn Ka'b, and Qasim ibn Afla were among them. The narratives of Musa ibn Sa'd, now this is a further point, the narratives of Musa ibn Jubair, Ata ibn Abi Rabah, say that the people deputed were three, Ubay, Zayd and Sa'id. The narrative of Mujahid ibn Jabr puts the count to four by including Abdurrahman ibn Haris in the above three. The third narrative of Zayd ibn Sabit shows that the latter was alone in this task and that no other person assisted him in this task of writing out. So, viewers, you can see all in all that these alternative accounts of collection which we have read out in this session and the previous session present a different picture. They are of basically four categories. These four categories are contradictory to one another. And within these four categories, you find category number two and category number four. We find variants within these categories to be contradictory to one another. And then we find that all these four categories actually depict a new collection, a fresh collection, and not the one in which we find the standard narrative to depict, which says that actually the Caliph Usman did nothing but to copy out the Mus'haf of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which Zayd ibn Sabit wrote. So the standard narrative speaks of just making out copies of the original Mus'haf made by Zayd ibn Sabit in the times of the Caliph Usman. However, all these alternative accounts, all of them speak of a fresh collection, of a new collection, of an entirely new collection in which at times the collection of Abu Bakr was made use of to make that new copy, or it was checked against it, or we find an entirely new collection in which this was not at all put to use, the collection by Abu Bakr. So all in all, we find that these alternative accounts, they give a fresh collection in contrast to the standard narrative, which says that no fresh collection was made. It was actually the copies were made of the fresh collection. So in the presence of all this data, it is difficult to see which narrative is correct, whether the standard narrative is correct or not. In the next session, inshallah, we'll see how these alternative accounts stand vis-a-vis this change of narration. And if they turn out to be weak, and if they are found to be weak, and also the chain of narration of the standard collection is also found out to be weak, as we shall see in subsequent talks, then obviously we can place all these collections in the same category, that they all have weak chains of narration. All of them have points which have arisen on the text of their narratives. And if all of them are at par and all of them tell a different story, then I'm afraid we can make nothing out any of these narratives. And this is perhaps a very weighty criticism on all these narratives, that if they are all brought together, they are so contradictory, they are so diverse from one another, that it's difficult to make out what exactly happened. Although we can perhaps surmise, as I'll do that in the end of this session, at the end of this topic, but what exactly are the details vis-a-vis this collection? You can see, viewers, from this depiction of alternative accounts, as well as from the standard account, that it is extremely hard to gauge what exactly happened in the details, what they have, like the ones they have been presented in these narratives or these variants. Inshallah, in the next session, we'll take up the chains of narration of these alternative accounts and see how they stand to the test of criticism. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisair al-muslimina wal-muslimat.